that, if anything, looked like a smirk on his sensual mouth.
"What's the big emergency?"
Eric demanded. His eyes narrowed on her as she clutched Ben's arm.
"What was such a big deal that I had to rush right over with no explanation?"
Eric hadn't seen the rest of her place. Actually, he probably hadn't seen any of it. She and Ben were blocking the entrance. Maybe there was still time to get Eric out of her home before it was too late. Piper began, as her hand dropped down and clutched tightly to Ben's. Eric's gaze fell to their now joined hands. His jaw hardened.
"You two finally making things official?"
His already deep voice turned into a growl.
"That what this is about? You wanted me to come over so you could tell me in person that you're getting married?"
"Getting what?" Piper looked at Ben. Ben looked at Piper. And then her best friend in the entire world said,
"Hell no."
Piper felt her cheeks burn. Way to be subtle. Ben shook his head.
"Piper has a problem, bro. One that is scaring the hell out of me."
Ben's voice was dead serious. He used his hold on Piper's hand to pull her from the doorway.
"Take a look for yourself."
Eric's hard gaze slid around her den.
"What the fuck?"
He stepped into the house, moving out of the doorway, and he slammed the door shut behind him. She winced at the loud bang.
"Who did this?"
Eric demanded. She knew his burning stare had taken in everything. The slashed couch cushions, the shattered picture frames, the broken vases, the smashed TV.
"If we knew,"
Ben fired right back,
"then I wouldn't have called you."
Piper wrapped her arms around her stomach. "This is a breaking and entering case. The cops said things like this, unfortunately, happen too often in Atlanta." Her voice came out nice and steady. A good sign. She needed to appear in control. "This isn't the type of case that you handle, Eric. You're into corporate security and celebrity protection bits. The rich and famous. Ben didn't need to call you, it's nothing." But Eric stalked toward her with his slow, lethal grace. He moved silently. He always did. She'd never quite figured out how a man so big could move without making a whisper of sound. He stopped right in front of her. She tipped back her head so that she could meet his dark stare.
"Someone broke into your home. Someone destroyed your things."
A muscle jerked along his rock-hard jaw, a jaw that was covered with just the faintest of 5 o'clock shadows.
"That isn't nothing. It's something very big to me."
"And to me," Ben piped up. "That's why I had to call you. The cops did their routine, but they turned up nothing. And seeing as how this is the second time that..." Eric held up one hand.
"Second time?"
His gaze never left Piper's face.
Yeah.
Ben cleared his throat.
"This is the second time someone has broken into her place. The first time was about a month ago when she was out of town on another business trip. The place wasn't destroyed, though, and the cops barely glanced anywhere then."
Now he shot Piper his disapproving frown.
"Not that I knew about that incident at the time, since Piper has apparently decided to start keeping secrets from her best friend."
"Seriously? It wasn't a secret. You were busy back then. A big case at his firm. And I didn't think it was a big deal. I handled it."
"Handled it?"
Eric's voice was low and lethal. He'd always done that. Gotten quiet when he was at his most dangerous. Other people yelled, their faces turned red. Not Eric. Oh, sure, he was angry. She could see the fury hardening his gaze. And that quiet, gravelly voice. "Crap, he's pissed." Piper squared her shoulders. "You didn't need to come here," she whispered.
"I should have been here a month ago,"
he rasped right back.
"What did the bastard do when he broke in then?"
She shivered. "It was... a few things were just rearranged. Some photos. Some stuff in my bedroom." And she was flushing again. Jeez. When she'd called the cops about that break-in, they'd looked at her as if she was crazy.